Senator Mark Begich is in the state for the Veterans Day holiday. Begich told reporters in Anchorage yesterday that he's got some plans for the final weeks of the year before the next Congress convenes in January. Begich plans to introduce some legislation. He'll continue his fight against genetically engineered salmon, which he terms Frankenfish, by introducing two bills when he goes back to Washington, one that will attempt to ban genetically engineered fish, the other to mandate labeling if the genetically altered product ever reaches the market.
We know the FDA is going through their rulemaking process now. We're not sure we'll be successful with that piece of it. So we have a second piece, which will require labeling of genetically engineered fish. My argument there is if it's such a good product, then they should label it and tell people what they're buying.
The legislation complements two similar bills introduced by Congressman Don Young last month. Begich is also concerned about benefits for military veterans. He says Alaska's National Guard reservists have been denied some benefits, so he will introduce legislation allowing reservists and their families travel benefits on military aircraft and access to commissaries.
They're currently shortchanged by DOD, and they don't get the same opportunities as active military. And yet some of these have already served in some form of military action. A second bill, and we've heard from a lot of Alaska military members about issues around the commissary. And you think it's not a big deal, but again, to military families, it is a big deal. And if you are disabled or wounded, and you're then separated from the military, you do not get those benefits. And what we're trying to do is change that. So if you are separated from the military because you are disabled or wounded, you will get the same benefits to utilize the commissary.
Begich says 11% of Alaska's population are veterans, and many of them have fought in the two wars that the country is waging now, and they deserve the benefits. On the broader issues, Begich said the coming session in Congress is expected to be one that concentrates on jobs, reducing the national debt, and reforming the tax system. Begich said many in Washington are already planning for the 2012 elections, but his feeling is that average voters are sick of the gridlock between the major parties.
Voters are very clear. They want us to fix the economy, create jobs, and deal with the national debt and the deficit, and work together and get our job done.
Begich predicted that despite what pundits are saying, common sense will prevail.
And I think people have clearly said this election, the people who are elected this cycle, they're on a two-year trial period. They're on a short leash, and they better get busy and produce. If not, they'll change them out again 2 years from now.
Congress goes back to work Monday for a short week before Thanksgiving, then back in session for 2.5 weeks before taking the Christmas break.